If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Please ask your expert from Rose about wasps nesting in an old tree trunk. We have about a 10-foot tree trunk that the top was removed years ago and saved the trunk and built a tree house next to it. We notice that now there's a number of wasps we can see flying in and out, and I'm wondering if it can be treated or will they just continue to come back every year and we need to have the whole trunk removed. So wasp in a tree trunk that from a tree that was cut down near a tree house.
Yeah, we can absolutely treat that, but I think the customer or the listener is onto something. They'll keep coming back if the condition is right. And I was talking about this last week with the termites too. Tree stumps in a yard will attract a lot more than wasps. It'll attract carpenter ants. It'll attract termites. You can have water pool up in that hollowed out tree stump too, and that can be a breeding ground for mosquitoes. So in the long term, you want to get that removed. That'll save you money. It'll save you frustration and probably save you some stings too if you've got kiddos in that treehouse playing.
Is it a one-time treatment, or do you have to keep coming back? Are you putting whatever you put in that tree trunk to knock them out?
Yep.
Will they come back and colonize that, or whatever?
It's possible, yeah. Okay. It's because, I mean, the product is only good for, you know, 90 days tops. And so, and that's very specific so that we're not, you know, killing off non-targeted things over time.
Like, plus, it's a repeat customer. I like that business plan. Genius.
But no, to solve it at the root and at the source, you got to get rid of that thing.
Oh, so just take out the trunk altogether.
Take out the stump, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, yep. All right. So
the tree's already dead.
It's dead. Right? So I mean, it's not doing any good.
There's no nostalgia at this point.
You're just going to have things that want to decompose it and break it down further, which is all the creatures I mentioned, carpenter ants, termites, the wasps, too. They'll take advantage of that.
All right. You guys into tree trunk removal, too?
No, but we got a guy for that.
All right. Let's talk mosquitoes.
Yes. So I'm sure tons of our listeners are like trying to go flower shopping and plan their gardens and stuff. I was just at a garden center and noticed a gigantic, display of what they're marketing as the mosquito plant. And I just want to throw this out there and educate people scientifically on why this is totally BS, because the mosquito plant, right, it's citronella. And any kind of plant, lots of plants have essential oils in them. But in order to release those, you would have to macerate the leaves of the plant, okay? So they're claiming the mosquito plant keeps mosquitoes away. Well, the only way that that would work, and please don't do this, don't try this at home, but the only way that that would actually scientifically work is if you crushed up all the leaves of the mosquito plant and rubbed it all over your body. That's the only way it would protect you from mosquitoes. So don't buy into the gimmicks, folks. Like, you'd be better off putting that money towards a professional service, having a trained professional come out and address breeding zones and do it very conscientiously so that your pets are protected, your kids are safe, and the butterflies in your garden too. Because you can put a lot of things out there and not read the label, and you end up with a lot more of a disaster than you asked for.
Well, I wish you would have told me that yesterday. Spent a half hour doing that this morning, all over.
Rubbing the mosquito plants all over your body. Yeah.
My morning routine, because it felt good.
You just wanted to exfoliate with it?
It's a personal thing, Jeremy. Stay in your lane.
Okay. But yeah, this,
thank you. Appreciate that, Kyle.
This is very timely because we've got graduations coming up. We've got, you know, Father's Day right around the corner, Mother's Day right around the corner, backyard party season. And if you want to actually enjoy your yard, you're going to spend a lot of money manicuring, landscaping. If you want to actually enjoy time in your yard, get a mosquito service. We can do it either one time ahead of an event, or we can do it monthly throughout the whole season. But I have to reiterate that mosquitoes are not just a nuisance. They're the deadliest animal on the planet. They spread more diseases than any other thing, and that's why they're considered the most deadly. But they're right in our backyards. The same three species that spread yellow fever and dengue fever and chikungunya and West Nile virus, they all happen in our own backyards. And now is the time to think about what to do for the whole season.
They kill birds. I have crows that, you know, you go out every at least one a quarter in the summer, right? What's summer? 6 months? I clean up two or three.
It was 6 months.
Yeah, I wish.
Okay. Chicago's 2.5.
I clean up two or three dead birds like big birds that aren't like flying into the windows, right? You get those.
And if you have dogs, I mean, dogs can get heartworm from these mosquitoes. That's how it happens.
So if you're a animal insect loving, you are probably the most insect loving person I know, right? Like in a
weird way,
right?
Yeah.
Would you say the eradication of mosquitoes is totally okay? And you love all creatures, crawlers, everything.
I can't say that. As much as I want to like make you happy, Jeremy, and say that.
We can totally eradicate them. Like I'll take ladybugs outside. I'll take ants outside. I'll take bees outside, flies outside. But when it comes to removing mosquitoes is totally okay. It's acceptable.
It feeds so many other species and it's such an important part of the food chain. Wait, here's a tip for everybody, okay? Every time you get bitten by a mosquito, that's 100 more eggs that mosquito is going to lay, okay?
So immediately eradicate it. If so it bites you, take one for the team and
smash
eradicate it.
But these things breed in water, in standing water. So that's the number one thing you guys have to pay attention to in your yards. After a rainfall, you know how much water can collect on leaves and trees or kids' toys, or if you have a cover over your barbecue, that can even collect water. Think about those things and be diligent about dumping the water because the amount of water they need fits inside of a bottle cap to breed. That's it.
We got a text that just came in. Hi, Dave. I have a small fountain in a bird bath. Is there anything that I could do for mosquitoes?
Yes. So they make solar-powered oscillators. So mosquitoes don't like moving water. They like standing water. And they make solar-powered oscillators that keep that water moving. But it's also a good idea once a week or so to take a brush and scrub out the bird bath because that biofilm, we talk about biofilm on this show quite a bit. It's disgusting.
It is.
But that's what the eggs will survive in, even if it completely dries out and then it rains again. That's how they come back to life.
I love when we get our listeners calling in with homemade
the remedies.
Yeah. David, a mosquito bucket is cheap, effective, and ecological. A dunk it in water with grass clippings. Oh, I guess you dump the bucket. They didn't give detailed instructions.
Sure.
Dunk the bucket in water, I guess, with grass clippings. Place chicken wire on top and keep animals out for 3 months. Thoughts?
That is something that we actually, like when we do our service, we have a product that we will recommend in cases where there's just overabundance of populations, and that actually does control the breeding to a degree. That's what he's doing, what that person's doing is creating the ideal conditions for mosquitoes to be in, but it traps them in it. That will help if you put it in the far corner of your yard where you're not sitting, but it's not gonna affect the whole perimeter, right? So mosquitoes are not strong flyers. They have to land about every 3 to 4 feet, and you'd be surprised how successful a fan blowing by your table will do wonders. It'll blow them away.
Dave Tammy wants credit for that. He said Dave Tammy recommends. Okay. So thank you, Dave. If our listeners want to reach out, best number before we hit the break.
Yes, get a free mosquito quote from Rose Pest Solutions at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we got Next Door and Window Gary Armstrong coming up next. Just want to put a special shout out to the Illinois State Police. There is a black Jeep driving southbound on I-55 near I-39 by El Paso. It's driven by a guy by the name of his name rhymes with Steve Cass Stevens.
Oh.
And Steve's known to drink a lot of coffee, but in the coffee cup might not necessarily be coffee. So I'm just saying, public service announcement, my friend Steve, retired police chief, Buffalo Grove. You know, he knows all the tricks. I'm just saying, you know, public
he's
service.
He's a good customer of ours. A
very good customer. You want to see what's in the cup of coffee? Might be a little something.
We took care of his mice.
Ousting him right now.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just trying to protect Steve and everybody around, you know, El Paso.
Sure.
You're welcome. All the listeners in El Paso. Phone number one more time.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.